Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. I missed you guys. Last week was just a lot for me, honestly. And you guys know I have been dealing with the passing of my grandmother. And for whatever reason, last week was just not it. Like, I was really fighting so hard, but I felt like I was forcing myself to be inspired or whatever. And I felt like I genuinely didn't have anything to say, like nothing came to me. But the good news is that this week, that is absolutely not the case. I have an amazing topic. As you guys can see, we're going to be talking about the wounded feminine. And I'm also going to talk a very little bit about, the masculine traits as well, like wounded masculine traits, but primarily focusing on the wounded feminine traits. And this is definitely going to be an amazing conversation that I feel like has really piqued my interest. Now, originally, what gave me this idea and concept is I was reading this book that is amazing by a guest that I actually am going to have on the podcast, Gina DeVee. And when I read this in her book, I mean, she calls it the injured feminine instinct. And I think basically it's the same exact principle as the wounded feminine sort of instinct and things like that. So I really want to share this knowledge with you guys because it is something that I'm currently researching myself. And I just wanted to share with you guys some of my findings from this article that I read. And I will link these things down below as well as, you know, Gina's book, because I just find it to be so resourceful. And this is basically me sharing with you guys the things that I've discovered. So what sparked my interest in this topic too was I did a couple of consults today. And it was very interesting to me because I noticed that there is like a never-ending conversation and opinion about what is considered feminine, what is considered masculine, alpha males, like whatever. There's just so much information and opinions and misinformation as it pertains to all of those topics. And what I specifically find to be very intriguing is being a woman, like what is the space of being a woman that is ambitious, but also still feminine at the same time? I find that balance to be something that many people don't often touch on. And I definitely will touch on that specific subject in another podcast episode, probably discussing it with Gina because she has a lot of knowledge on this area specifically. But as I'm doing my consults, I realize that so much of the mistakes that I see that I realized was coming up in the wounded feminine, I will call it the wounded feminine instinct, because I don't really know if I'd consider it an archetype. But the wounded feminine instinct is that we don't know when we are kind of tapped into the masculinity traits within ourselves. Now, to be very clear, there are feminine and masculine traits inside of all of us. So that's just that. It's just about figuring out how to go about healing these, you know, wounded feminine traits and also identifying what they are. So wounded feminine traits could look like low self-worth and being afraid to speak your truth, or compromising your integrity and values, being very easily attached, being manipulative, stuck in a victim, you know, narrative, wanting to be saved and rescued, drowning in your emotions. Like, these are all things that are wounded feminine instincts. And one thing that I love specifically that Gina talks about in her book is She puts the wounded feminine instinct into three categories, basically, where it's compliance, defiance, and alliance. And I love that she does that, because when that wounded feminine instinct is activated, compliance could look like being easily embarrassed, shameful, unworthy, codependent, needing approval, people pleasing. You know, defiance as a wounded instinct, feminine instinct, could look like being very self-obsessed or harsh or superior, entitled, very domineering, critical, demanding. Now, being in alliance with the wounded feminine instinct is being confident, peaceful, grateful, intact boundaries, intentional, intuitive, purpose-led. And I think these are so important to identify, because when we are in alliance with our femininity, essentially, we have the ability to create and transform and connect and grow without hurting others or ourselves. And like I always say, and I stand by this, is there's room for everyone at the table. You know, there's a reason why, you know, back in the caveman days, men were going to war, like over women, amongst other things. Women don't usually, from a historical context, do that over men. And we have to learn to lean into our intuition and trust it. Now, here's where things I feel like get mixed up. So as I'm doing some of my consults today, I realized where very clearly a lot of the story gets, you know, it starts spiraling downhill. So I was doing this one consult specifically, and the girl was telling me that, hey, she was dating this guy for a very long time. He has been cheating on her for a very, very long time. She did take him back. He seemed like he changed. And then she found out that he was cheating on her again. And he basically blamed her, saying that because they weren't like super intimate when they got back together, that's why he had to step out. But my thing is what made him cheat in the first place? And he still kept cheating on her, like, you know, constantly. And convincing her that there's more that she needs to do, more that she needs to prove, so that she's worthy of essentially not being cheated on and being good enough that he doesn't feel this need to outsource her. And that's a very, very, like, lonely thing, where you get into this sort of masculinity, where you tap into your masculinity, is when you're constantly feeling the need to prove things. So when you get into that, you know, mode of proving that you're worthy of being with, that you're worthy of, you know, this relationship, is when we really start to spiral downhill, because that is not within our nature, in being in alliance with our femininity, to act in that manner. And that's where a lot of us get mixed up, because we oftentimes ignore our intuition, but we are super reactive to things. And it's very interesting to me when I actually sit down and I consider this, because I'm thinking, wow, how is it that we ignore our intuition so much, but we're so reactive over gut feelings that we know, and we just act like they don't exist, but they are spewing out in a bunch of other ways in our lives and in our relationships. Now, here's something that I genuinely believe to be true, and what I stand by, is that when we push things away, right? We ignore our intuition over and over again. We are out of alignment automatically with being in our highest, you know, best version of ourselves and tapping into that authentic femininity. Why? I don't believe that a part of being feminine is, you know, being manipulative in the sense where it's hurting people and just it basically leads your life where you're consistently manipulating situations and to get desired outcomes. Because if you think about it, that's not putting yourself in a place where you are present and you're able to be receptive, or you're in receiving mode, which is essentially like the foundation of femininity, is getting into that mode where you are comfortable, present, you're receiving, and that you're intentional and that you do trust your instincts. When we override those things and we betray ourselves, I've seen this happen a million times. You know, it's a very common thing. We get so resentful and we get into this mode of, you know, whether that be seeking revenge or wanting to prove that we're doing better. And it's just really just a very, very dark spiral and slippery slope. Well, think about it like this, right? Your inner critic a lot of the times like wants you to, you know, dim your light or stretch yourself too thin and always feel like I have to do more to get, you know, what I deserve, and I got to push this person out of the way and be super aggressive to get it. I have to manipulate the situation in order to get a certain outcome. I have to sit here and analyze and contemplate on how I'm going to get a leg up. And that keeps everything that you truly desire out of reach, because it's only sustainable. First of all, it's not sustainable. It's only attainable, but for so long. And women that are ready to shift, you know, unhealthy masculine patterns, you have to be willing to reframe the critical attitude towards yourself and others. And how do we do this? Well, we have to become aware of situations where we don't feel supported and where we feel like we have to leverage our healthy masculine energy to create these inner and outer environments to make us feel safe and secured and valued. Do you understand? So if we feel safe in a situation, then we're going to feel open to receiving, and we won't feel suppressed in our emotions, and we'll be able to live life in a very healthy way. And a lot of this is just about deconditioning and finding the healthy balance in relationships, in all the relationships that we have, essentially. And this is something that I feel like a lot of us really need to dig into and learn. I think it's just important to understand the concept that you want to be in a space where you are passionate about the things you're doing, things that give you energy and more flow and don't require so much effort. In fact, it's less effort. And when you think about intuition in general, being guided by your feminine energy is like leaning into what energizes you and gives you inspiration and insight into situations. And when we are in the wounded feminine, right? We are going to feel like we have to compromise ourselves, compromise our integrity. The amount of times that I read, you know I deserve better, but this is someone that I really love and I really want to be with him. I can't help how I feel. I know that this person did this to me, but I feel like because I've known them for so long that I should just deal with it. Or even in situations of getting easily attached, it's not being in a state where you are being present and you are receptive to whatever comes, it comes, whatever goes, goes. And I understand this is so difficult to do, especially when in one of my consults, I was speaking to another young lady and she was telling me that she was talking to this guy and everything was fine. And for whatever reason, based on what she wrote to me, what I was summing up was that they were speaking for like a solid 2 weeks. And then the guy basically said he feels confused. He was kind of pulling back. she was very reactive and felt defensive, like, well, you need to figure out what it is that you want, because she felt hurt that she invested. She felt very invested very soon, despite them being together and sleeping together. And then she ended up, you know, kind of talking to him here and there, even though she knew and felt that he was being very distant. She still decided to be intimate with him regardless. And then she found herself spiraling, I can tell, where she was blaming him for being a player and all these things. And this is what I want you guys to recognize, because the game has definitely changed even since I made my videos a couple years ago, where we now have men out here that are literally lying about the things that they want. They will tell you they want you to be their girlfriend, make you their girlfriend, or they will outright say things that have such significant meaning for literally no reason whatsoever. I almost can argue that the better version of these types of men that I actually don't consider to be bad people are the men that avoid these types of conversations as a whole, because it automatically gives you an answer regardless of whatever you try and, you know, put together on your own. Or they actually tell you, hey, like, I'm kind of confused. I don't really know what's going on. And it's amazing, because despite guys telling us these things, we still find ourselves sometimes in positions where we are proving, no, like, that's like, I'm sure that you do really like me. Like, you know, why are you pulling back away now? And there is never an easy way to kind of just tell someone and not really feeling it. And when you double down and you go and betray yourself, that's why you end up super resentful in the end, because you literally are becoming a victim of your own circumstances. Here you have someone that literally tells you, and I know it's uncomfortable and it's unsettling, but they tell you, listen, I'm confused. I don't really want to do this. And I understand being like sad about that. But in this specific case that I'm speaking of, this person was, in my opinion, very easily attached and super reactive, and then dug themselves into a deeper grave, because after she was told this by this guy, she proceeds to hook up with him after the fact a couple of times. And then she was left feeling more upset at him, because she felt like he was just a player. And if he really liked her, then he should have not given up that easily. But what I was trying to get across to her was that he told you how it was before you guys got into the situation where you guys were intimate with each other. And a guy's not going to turn down you asking to come over and spend the night. Why? Men sleep with who they can. Women sleep with who they want. It's just that simple of a concept. And that's where we find ourselves into a slippery slope. So let's briefly talk about the wounded masculine. So wounded masculine tendencies are being extremely critical, emotionally unavailable, controlling, constant inner and outer conflict, being very reactive, being very selfish, needing to be right, stuck in the same mindset, being aggressive, and even being afraid of failure. These are all things that are considered to be a wounded masculine instinct. And I think we can both, being that we all have, men and women have, feminine and masculinity inside of us, these are things that both of us can experience on both sides of the spectrum, right? A lot of women, if they are more masculine, they can experience being extremely critical, being controlling, being selfish, needing to be right, being aggressive. Like, these are things that women can experience as well. And that's the thing. Once you get into a mode of feeling like you gotta constantly do this and do that, you're going down a very slippery slope. And I just find it so fascinating the ways that we naturally choose to, or what we consider to be feminine. I don't even think many of us realize it, but being like really having that wounded feminine instinct is like, you know, having very weak boundaries and self-worth and authenticity and values and leeching on to things and doing things that you genuinely don't want to do. So it's like we're so sacrificing when it comes to that, but we don't realize that is not being, you know, feminine in the best way, because it's betraying what we know to be authentic to ourselves. And in being feminine, it is about being authentic and about leaning on that intuition, doing things that feel good to you, right? And when you have that wounded feminine instinct, it's about, you know, seeking safety and security outside of yourself. Anything outside of yourself is not going to be attainable, okay? Avoiding, you know, being committed to a vision or being afraid to say no, being submissive in a very negative context, and, you know, like I said, being manipulative and feeling this need, because this correlates to being manipulative, feeling the need to control, you know, men and or situations, and having a deep mistrust even and anger at, you know, the masculine energy. And it's just so important to identify that, because these things erode at your ability to tap into true, healthy feminine energy, and which sparks creativity. And if you find yourself afraid to speak your truth, like, there are ways to say things without feeling like speaking up for yourself. I feel like some people classify this as like a masculine thing, being afraid to like speaking up for yourself. There are ways that you can say what it is that you need to say, and it doesn't have to be in an aggressive way or anything like that. And I think people get that confused. They feel like if they speak up at all, oh, that's a masculine thing. No, that's not the case at all. Because why? A part of healthy femininity is to have those healthy boundaries. And also not being, feeling the need to be super reactive. Like, you know, after a while, especially later in age, especially by your like late 20s and things, you really start to realize that everything really doesn't need an explanation, doesn't need a reaction. It's just, you really just get comfortable with letting people think whatever, and whether you agree with it or not, you're just whatever. It doesn't matter. You're in your own lane. You're living your own life, and you're striving for peace and pursuing peace, which is very important. And I want to read this little excerpt from Gina's book that I love, and it's absolutely relevant, where she says, "Restoring our feminine instincts, we clearly hear our intuition and we trust it. Connected to spirit, we become comfortable with the unknown. And when needed, we're able to breathe and live in the question, rather than needing to pull the flower open just to force an outcome. No longer afraid that we are not good enough, no longer believing we must take to get our fair share, we open up to receiving once again. Releasing the old habit to comply or defy isn't an overnight transition. And as queens, we get to be gentle and loving with ourselves in this process. Just noticing a compliant or defiant pattern counts as a major victory. So anytime you slip into old habits, making the correction is a matter of remembering the power of the feminine. For a queen, that looks like taking a moment to stop, slow down, and connect with yourself and spirit. Remember the truth of unlimited possibilities and your role in a benevolent universe that's here to assist you in fulfilling your purpose. women who are aware of their feminine power have a different relationship with the invisible because they can see things not as they are, but as they can be and will be. You become the woman who doesn't believe your divine assignments have to be unnecessarily hard, grinding, or complicated. You get to design your own experience for how you'll accomplish your goals. When you're in alliance with your feminine instincts and you intuitively feel guided to hire help, like try a new restaurant or sign up for salsa lessons, you do it. You go on that blind date, talk to the hot stranger, turn in those papers for a sabbatical. And when you slip out of your natural state in one form or another, simply remembering the traits of femininity from the chart will put you back into alliance with the universe, where you will receive what is naturally there to assist you in fulfilling your purpose. A woman is naturally dynamic, fluid, unpredictable, and an unpredictable force. Live that way. Whether you give yourself permission to lead your life with feminine energy, you will make decisions from a place of I desire versus I should. This is when things start happening that everyone else said was impossible without severe sacrifice, waiting forever, or being so stressed that you develop a bladder infection every 2 months. I thought that was kind of funny, but I just love that she touched on those things because, and she also divulges into how to get great at receiving, you know, where she talks about asking yourself certain questions like, how good are you willing to let life get, right? And recognizing where you've been blocking the good, and having an answer to this question will lead you, of course, to the solutions that you seek. So when you ask better questions, you do get better answers, and your life will get great when you get great at receiving, right? And being in your best, your highest self and tapping into that healthy femininity is in knowing that the universe has everything in store for you to live your best life and to fulfill your purpose. And it's just honestly like a really, really phenomenal book. And yeah, I can go on and on about that, which you guys will definitely hear more about in another episode as it pertains to going into the book and everything. But I just find this to be so fascinating because it made me really think when I was doing these consults, like, wow, how many times have we gone into chasing mode? And we all know whatever you chase runs. So here we are, and I know how difficult it is when you are cultivating a relationship with someone and then you feel out of nowhere that they are just being distant, they're doing all these things. So what do? You start to chase and fight and prove so that you can get back what you felt and what you feel like you established in the beginning of the situation. Now, tapping into that true, the essence of femininity is accepting whatever comes, whatever goes. There is no such thing as forcing things to stay in your life. It is not sustainable. So when you're constantly in the, you know, forcing outcomes and always feeling this need to be in the driver's seat in the wrong context, especially as it pertains to your romantic dynamics, is when you find yourself creating more drama and more hardship for yourself, and you turn around and you're looking at people to blame without realizing that it does take two to tango. If someone is telling you, well, this is where maturity steps in, angels. If someone is outwardly telling you, listen, I don't think I want this right now, no matter how unsettling that may feel and uncomfortable, let it go. Because this temporary pain, because that's what it is way better to deal with than going and digging yourself into a deeper hole, and now you're truly resentful of yourself, but it's easier to make it seem like that guy is the blame. oh, well, he shouldn't have got with me if he knew that I said I wanted to be in a relationship. But he told you before you said that, that you didn't want to be in a relationship. So it's like, here he is telling you what is blatantly how he feels. And you're sitting here saying, oh, well, whatever, this is what I want. And because I like you and I already established a connection with you, certainly it has to go the way that I want. And then we get upset at our own actions. And then we feel like, well, it's his fault because he kept playing games with me. When it's like, no, first you played yourself. That's the truth. First, you played yourself. And we need to recognize the difference when someone is actually trying to be harmful and controlling and manipulative of us and really exhibiting those wounded masculine traits versus someone being, I don't necessarily want to say upfront with you, but kind of telling you, hey, listen, this is where my head is at, not really looking for anything like, you know, serious or whatever, and you feeling like, oh, certainly you can change this person's mind. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's not going to be something that is successful or sustainable. So I'm definitely going to link this article specifically that I'm reading this information from because it was just too good even for me to paraphrase because I really want you guys to fully read it verbatim. So it says, start becoming aware of the situations where you feel like you're not good enough or you don't feel safe. Awareness is something that needs to be practiced constantly. And in the beginning, we tend to slip up into reactive or survival mode where we're not able to create a space between the trigger and our response. And it's only when we're able to master our focus and harness our awareness and prevent ourselves from reacting that healing or deconditioning can start. So she gives an example and she says, let's say that someone said a mean comment that triggered feelings of not being good enough. A whole person without layers of conditioning and harmful thoughts are going to repeat in their minds or say to themselves, like, whatever you think is your business, and I don't relate to your opinion of me at all. And then that person will make, you know, will evaluate whether or not they want to keep that person in their life or set conditions or boundaries in place. On the other hand, a person with the conditioning of not feeling good enough is going to start defending themselves or proving their worth or slipping into, you know, a downward spiral of shame or feeling bad and triggered. So when the wound or trigger is experienced as an uncomfortable emotion that wants to get your attention, the moment that we stop pushing it away and stop blaming others for the way that they make us feel is when we take our power back by taking responsibility for the way that we feel. Your feelings are the gateway to your subconscious mind. And until you take them into consideration, you can experience hitting a wall in all the areas that are the most important to you. And having this understanding, this fundamental understanding that the healthy feminine way of living and experiencing life is getting curious about the way that you feel and accepting it and then looking at these emotional triggers because you know that they're coming with an important message. So having the discernment and knowing that whatever you suppress stays in your magnetic field or your emotional field, it will be reflected back to you as external conditions, events, and struggles. And I think that is just so profound because it's absolutely true. We don't realize that a lot of the times our reality, especially as it pertains to the law of attraction and manifestation and things like that, our reality is basically our inner perception a lot of the times. The things that we, you know, the reality that we currently live is a reflection of everything going on internally a lot of the time, especially principally and emotionally. So if you're constantly feeling like no one's ever going to like the real you. You always have to put on a show in order for people to like you. You're going to meet people that validate that exact thought about yourself. People that actually really don't see, you know, past whatever, you know, performance you're putting on. People that aren't really invested in getting to know you. People that are literally validating what it is and how it is that you feel about yourself. And so when you learn to pay attention to the way that you think and you feel and the intentions from which you act, this helps us to return to our natural state of joy and peace and excitement for life. And this is why our feelings help us discern which thoughts and emotional triggers are stemming from, you know, fear-based conditioning, which will essentially put us in a fight or flight mode, and thoughts that are of our true nature and that are a part of tapping into that healthy femininity are going to make us feel expansive and safe and satisfied and at peace. And it's so important to pay attention to that. As soon as you start to feel super anxiety ridden, think about what that makes you, right? On one hand, it can make you freeze and feel absolutely defenseless. Or on the other hand, it can make you feel like you have to go into overdrive because it's so uncomfortable to sit with that feeling. And these are things that I do understand 1000%, but we have to remember that if we really want to harness our true power and to decondition ourselves from these wounded feminine instincts, that we have to take these principles into consideration. So I know on my channel, I had a video where I was talking about emotion versus logic. And the more educated that I have become and through life experience and the wisdom that I've gained, I feel like my perception on that is that we as women are emotional creatures. We are emotional beings. That is not something that we can literally just remove from ourselves. Now, this is where I believe identifying that injured or that wounded feminine instinct comes in, where it goes right back to being very reactive and overly emotional, in the sense where you're responding to things that you should just be okay with just letting those things go. And I know that's way easier said than done, because again, like, we are emotional and things like that. But really tapping into understanding what is deserving of your energy is, to me, coming from a healthy feminine perspective, is saying, well, does this really deserve my energy? How can I go about addressing the situation and not feeling this need to, you know, be super aggressive in efforts of not being taken serious or letting this person know what they did, you know, how it made you feel? Because what this stems from is a powerlessness, essentially. I don't want this person to feel like they got over on me, so I have to let them know that I'm on to what it is that they're doing. When, to me, tapping into that healthy femininity is saying, I'm reading the writing on the wall here. I do understand I have to pick my battles. Not everything deserves a response from me. And there's really truly nothing that I can do to change this outcome whatsoever, nor am I going to try. So I would rather deal with this on my own privately than to spew out all of this, you know, chaos and being so vocalizing so much emotional distress onto someone that clearly doesn't even deserve this. And a lot of the times, that's usually the case which is why I think it's so significant to bring up, because we always see cases where we're blowing up at the guy that we feel ghosted us or that actually has ghosted us and really just didn't deserve our time and effort. It's a way incongruous circumstance for it to be discussed, in contrast to the vast majority where people are getting like done super wrong from actual committed long-term situations. Again, I did give an example of that in the beginning, so it's not lost on me that it's possible. But again, speaking to the vast majority, usually the case of where we're being super reactive and feeling like we're tapping into that masculine side of ourselves, where we're feeling like we have to prove that we are, you know, right for this person, we're worthy of being with this person. And this is what's going to lead us down a spiral where we're attaching other things to ourselves. Like, for instance, you know, insecurity by like people pleasing and not speaking up because you really want to be liked. And this is the thing that I find so interesting too, is that when you are in your wounded feminine instinct, when that is activated, you attract wounded masculine energy. Yeah. Because this is one of the most powerful things too, because life is always acting as your mirror. So if you find yourself always attracting wounded masculine energy, this is a clear sign that there's healing that needs to be done within yourself. So you're going to meet guys that are going to be controlling or guarded or aggressive and emotionally unavailable. And that's when we experience the gaslighting, the ghosting, and all these things. And we find ourselves dealing with dynamics like this for months on end, dealing with ridiculousness and disrespect because we are attracting that, considering we are in our wounded feminine instinct. And so this disconnects us from our intuition. This is going to make us feel unsupported. This is going to probably make us seek external validation, going after the wrong relationships, opportunities, things that don't fulfill us. Like, this is what that track looks like. And again, these are things that are present in all of us. So the first step is just to be aware of this, because you can't change what you don't acknowledge. And a lot of it is conditioning and it's very multi-layered, but just knowing that, giving a definition and a name to this, it's like, it should feel like, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Because we do, many of us, I'm sure many of you, and including myself, have identified with the wounded feminine energy for a lot of our lives. And we were wondering why, like, why am I attracting this individual? What led me to, you know, dealing with this type of outcome? And whatever we don't change is going to continue to perpetuate. That's what it is. And these instances will happen over and over again until you finally heal from them. And stepping into that healthy femininity is so important. So let's talk about the benefits because of healing, right? This wounded feminine instinct. This topic is so, like, it's so vast. I can go on and on for hours discussing it. So let's end on this note. What does healing your wounded feminine instinct look like? Well, this is the thing. You will get better relationships because as you heal, you're not attracting or entertaining even relationships where you aren't valued or honored because it's not an energetic match for you anymore. And this does not mean that it is limited to romantic dynamics. This means all of your relationships. So in life, this is the one principle that people need to understand. You're supposed to change. You're supposed to embrace change. Principally, morally, and integrally, those things should remain the same. Your morals and integrity should remain the same. But as it pertains to always being teachable and growing, that should be present in your life. We shouldn't subject ourselves to normalizing, oh, well, this is just how I am, all these different types of things, because there's always room to grow. That's what it is at the end of the day. And in healing, you attract better opportunities to yourself because you have raised your vibration and you know what you're worthy of. Because let's be honest here. This saying is so true when they say, you know that you've healed when your type, like the people that you may have dated in the past, the situations that you may have dealt with in the past, are genuinely unattractive to you. You cannot get yourself to actually entertain them in the ways that you once did. Because we all know at some point or another, it's like you didn't really like something or how someone was behaving, but you did have a threshold for it at a certain point in time. And that's okay. That's very normal, right? But when you truly heal from a dynamic, you're not going to want to deal with that at all. You're so unattracted to it, you don't even entertain it in any capacity. You just leave it alone. When you find yourself kind of being intrigued and it turns into action of entertaining situations that you shouldn't, that means that there's still more healing to go. That's all that literally means. And this is not something that can be rushed. You know, it really isn't. So it took you time to get to where you are right now and to form the beliefs and have the conditioning that you have. So just be patient with yourself and understand that when you are in alignment with your core self, this makes everything that you do sustainable because you're no longer fighting against yourself. And this will bring about inner peace and confidence and self-love, because in healing, it's going to change the way that you feel about yourself, how you feel when you look in the mirror. And it just gives you such an effortless confidence where you're not always having to feel like you're proving. And healing is very much about what you attract and what you maintain. And not feeling worthy and will put you in a position where we are accepting relationships, friendships, circumstances that we shouldn't be, because we don't genuinely feel worthy of those things. And we want what's better for us, but truthfully, subconsciously, we don't feel worthy of that. So we're not attracting that. And we didn't have we may not have had the energetic capacity to be a match for that higher version of ourselves. So when you are dating someone, right, that values and respects you, or you are presented with something that's genuine, again, this goes for both romantic and platonic dynamics, you sabotage those things because you don't know what it's like to have something healthy. So believe it or not, if you are presented with a perfect circumstance and you are not energetically in a place where you can be receptive to that, you absolutely will sabotage it. I'm letting you know that right now. Because it brings about, it's the best way I can articulate it is the light always, you know, drowns out essentially the darkness, right? Or whatever is in the dark is going to come to light. These dynamics, things they're going to surface. That's why when you reach a certain level of success, you know, it brings about a new onslew of emotions. It's triggering your past self. You can deal with imposter syndrome. All of these different things start to arise because it's testing whether or not you are at a level where you can receive those things or you are a vibrational match. You're going to self-sabotage if it doesn't feel normal or safe. And what do we do as human beings? We like to do things that are normal and safe for us. And sometimes some of us can be so deluded, honestly, where we see things as boring or not having a spark or whatever, because we don't know what resting and normalcy looks like. So this is a lifestyle. This is a huge lifestyle change and complete perception change and shift in perception. And this is why I am bringing this to you guys' attention, because I really want us to identify these, you know, wounded feminine blocks so that we can have breakthroughs, so that we can understand these patterns of the things that we're attracting in our lives, so that we can actualize and materialize the things that we want for ourselves and the highest version of ourselves. This, to me, identifying this was so monumental for me, because it felt like it, like an aha moment of, okay, wow, this is why this makes sense. This is why certain dynamics happened in the way that it did. And this is why it's important, because to our core, if we believe things to be true, about certain things to be true about ourselves, it's absolutely going to actualize in outside of ourselves as well. And that's the key. So that's why when we're sitting here and we have a victim mentality of why me, woe is me, people always think this, all these different things, you are 100% being a victim to your circumstances, and you're 100% in that wounded feminine instinct. And it's just very important, you know, when it comes to restoring your feminine power, right, is understanding that femininity, one, is an incredible power, and it gives you the ability to heal and transform your old hurts and past wounds to create an amazing life for yourself. And honestly, becoming comfortable with the unknown. This is about activating faith, because that's something that I have definitely been working on all year long, is really activating my faith and being okay with not knowing exactly what's next, and it doesn't bother me. And when we prioritize our femininity, we find ourselves doing what we love and being creative and being inspired and reconnecting with these parts of ourselves is truly really important, because understanding that every single block in our lives was only happening because we didn't allow ourselves to receive, essentially. That's what it is. So in order for us to get into that, we have to recognize these wounded traits and really decondition ourselves and plant, restore back what should be, and affirming that we're worthy of receiving and we're open to receiving, and really leaning into that, which will really bring about your best self 1000%. And identifying this will also help you understand where you've been blocking good things that should be in your life. And so I really hope that this was thought-provoking for you guys, and I really just love this subject. I definitely want to do more as it pertains to the wounded feminine instinct and the wounded masculine instinct as well. Like, I have to say, I absolutely fell in love with these topics and subject matters, and I am definitely doing my due diligence to study as much as I can so that I can bring more information for you guys and really educate myself on this subject matter, because I truly find it to be so grounding and fulfilling. Because I think just the subject matter of like femininity and masculinity was just such a broad topic that it meant so many different things to people. But when looking at it from a more spiritual and energetic and vibrational perspective, feels so much more wholesome and sensible to me. And I hope it does for you guys too. So with that being said, beautiful angels, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will speak to you beautiful angels next week. Mwah.